for Harvey Norman Port Macquarie.
Wake up. Get up with Christy and Vodge on the Mid-North Coast's Hit FM.
And here we go.
Happy Monday to you, Christy. How are you, mate? I know I saw you yesterday. We hung out, so we haven't really had a weekend apart.
No, we haven't.
No.
How does it feel knowing that you've had to deal with me for a full week last week, the weekend?
As you know, I thought I'd be sicker of you by now, but I'm fine.
That's good.
You know when you spend all week with someone, then you see them on the week and you're like, oh.
Yeah. I normally kind of get a bit over your company as well, but yesterday I actually said to my partner last night, I said, I had actually a good day with Bodge. We didn't fight at all.
All right, well.
How good was that?
I mean, the fact you're surprised we didn't have a fight was a bit.
No, I think I just thought that
we very rarely
had a few differences.
No, we very rarely do.
No, I know. Normally it's because it's this power play between the two of us when it comes to work. But yesterday,
I mean, don't make it sound any hotter than it is.
With Christy and Vodge on the Mid-North Coast's Hit FM.
All of the good work that happened over the weekend, all that relaxation time that we went through with those puppy dogs and all that sort of stuff, Christy.
Has gone down the drain.
Has been ruined. And on a Monday morning, the last thing you want after a weekend away from work is to find out that your piece of rubbish computer, right?
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever rocked up on a Monday and you've gone to click the little button and it's gone, right, it's booting up, it's all good.
And then everything disappears?
You know it's not going to go well if normally I just put my password in and then I'm logged in. As soon as you see that the username's not there either, you go, oh, my God, it's refreshed itself. It's done something over the weekend. We're going to have an altercation here.
You know that you have to save things. I've seen how you lay out your computer and you have so many damn tabs open in your browser and you have so many documents, so many emails, so many everything. Like the bottom bar on your computer is just chockers. You do realize that that's where it's going to get tampered with.
No, it's not.
It is. These computers can get viruses and computers can choose to shut down themselves.
Right.
I can't believe you've never learned to save anything. You know when I write a sentence when I'm working on a document? I hit Control-S, Control-S, Control-S.
Sorry, who's
literally got, after I put in even a word.
Yeah. Are you going on a rant or am I going on a rant? Because all I was going to say is if I type
it's your own stupidity.
If I type something on a Word document, right,
mm-hmm.
on a Friday, and go right. There's some stuff for Monday's show. That'd be great. And then all of a sudden, I get here on Monday. Where's it gone? Oh yeah, the system's just refreshed itself and downloaded updates. Stuff the updates. It doesn't run any quicker when it downloads its updates.
What if some sort of techie comes in and has to do sort of fixing up on the computers?
Yeah, Jamie knows that he knows how to do things without ruining anything. He's our techie.
But that's the thing. It's your own mistake. It is, Bodge. How come you never save anything?
Why can't I write on a document and go, right, we'll put pause on that for a sec because I'll come back to it. I don't need to save it. The computer doesn't need to know how long I've been gone for.
And then
I come back on Monday and go, right, where's my work? Oh, you decided to just delete it because I hadn't saved it. No one gave you that instruction. You're a computer. You're meant to obey me. I am your master.
It's your own
control.
Hit FM with Christy and Vodge.
A fresh way to get up
on your radio.
Now at hits.com.au.
A very good morning to Dean McCarthy, who joins us on the line. Dean, hello.
Hi, guys. Good morning, everyone.
Hey, Christy's just popped out for a sec. I don't know why. She just walked out. Girls do that.
She does. She
hates
me.
But she does. She absolutely does. Hey, I got a really sore point to bring up here. I didn't know Katie Holmes was dating Jamie Foxx, and I'm a big fan of Katie Holmes, like, big fan.
Okay, here's the deal. So don't feel bad about that, because not many people did know. They keep it very, very under wraps. In fact, in their entire relationship, we've only seen one photo of them ever holding hands, and that was under a table. They were holding hands under a table. So don't feel bad, Bodge, that you didn't know. But now, here's the good news for you. It looks like they've broken up. Because over the weekend, Jamie Foxx looked like he was holding hands with this hot new chick, and she is, like, obviously a wannabe celebrity, she wants to be famous, she wants to be a singer, blah, blah, blah. But Katie Holmes was all the way over in New York looking single by herself, so there you go, Bodge. Get your little one-way ticket to NYC, and you can swoop her up.
Well, I mean, it is coming up to Christmas time. I'd like a white Christmas. I've never had snow before, so I think it'd just be the right romantic setting. It'd be perfect.
Yep, perfect.
Hey, Jay-Z, buying an NFL team is something I didn't expect him to be doing.
I didn't see this coming either, but it looks like he's buying an NFL team. And the reason this makes a big headline is because, as you may know, he owns a sports talent management company. So what that means is he will be representing the players and also selling the players, for lack of a better word, to the same company that he also owns. So we're going to stay tuned to see how this rolls out, because I don't think you're technically allowed to do that, Bodge. Yeah. Not sure.
Entrepreneuring is something he's real good at, but I feel like he just that gets to a point where you own too much.
He just owns everything, doesn't he?
Wake up! Wake up!
Get up with Christy and Budge on the Mid-North Coast's Hit FM.
Very exciting day. One I look forward to always, Christy.
You do.
You'll always find me downstairs on this day buying cupcakes to, I say, share with the staff, but they get the remnants, what's left over, and there's not normally too much.
Yes, the RSPCA op shop on Short Street in Port Macquarie, they always do an amazing day with their cupcakes.
Always.
And I'm pretty sure you pretty much buy the entire shop out.
I look forward to, and Strawny as well at Triple M, he and I used to share an office. I know both stations colliding, but we used to look forward to the choc chili ones. And, I'm hoping that they're there today.
Well, I've brought in Jackie from the RSPCA op shop to join us this morning. How
Good
are
morning.
You?
I'm fine, thank you. And we do have Anne's chocolate chili cupcakes.
Oh, yes.
That's what I'm talking about.
Now, yesterday, Bodge and I were baking to help out the cause. We thought we'd do things a little bit differently
Very
this
impressive.
Year instead of just buying. And we're unsure if ours are going to be the right fit for getting donations
we
today.
We think they might be terrible.
No, I think they're great because they are different.
So, Bodge has made... Do you want to establish...
That's the nicest way I've ever heard it put.
That, look, you don't have any icing on yours. They're a little bit burnt. What flavours did you make?
No, because it's chocolate and orange. So now it's... I'm calling it burnt orange. Because that's a flavour.
It is. Choc orange.
I love that Jackie's not even enticed in trying to taste a little bit of it.
Actually, it's funny because when you walked in and you saw mine, you looked at mine and you're like, yep, cool. And then Christy ripped hers out of her bag and you just went, oh,
like
savory. It was Christmas time. I'm like, oh, well, but we know who's going to be the favourite.
Will it be a first? Do you normally have savoury cupcakes?
We do have savoury, sorry.
Oh, good.
So it's not going to be a first.
Okay, there we go. So mine's spinach, sweet potato and feta.
Ooh.
Boring, as far as I'm
and
concerned.
And choc orange.
Well, see, half a choc orange. The other ones have chocolate and peanut butter.
Oh, that's right. Mm. And Anne's favourite chilli chocolate.
Yes. Other than those great concoctions, what else? What other cupcakes have
We've
you got on offer
somebody
today?
Who has made doggy biscuits this Ooh. Year from the RSPCA recipe, so tried and true. We've got chocolate and strawberry, and I don't actually know until I get down there what other people have
done. I love it. I love seeing some of my old favourites, but I feel so bad saying this, but every year I know what I'm going to see, but there's always new stuff to surprise me.
So rspcacupcakeday.com.au is where you can find all the local groups that are raising funds today the Cupcake Day. Yep. Where will those funds actually go to? How will it help?
All of the funds actually stay in our local area. So in the Port Macquarie area.
Mm-hmm.
And when you go online, you can still register, actually, to bake up a storm yourself. Mm-hmm. It doesn't really finish until the end of August.
Okay.
But RSPCA made this the national day for it, always the third Monday in August. And, you can go online and still register, as I said, and... Yeah, you can do it in your own home. You can do it with a group of people.
Mm.
And if you just keep on following all the prompts online, it's very, very self-explanatory.
Do you think that any one of my cupcakes might be sold for any money at all?
I think I'd have to go through those.
What if it made a difference?
Some that do have a nice little rise. In them.
Yeah. Oh, good.
Some of them are a little flat, but we're after difference.
Don't break it to me gently.
Is he getting less points because he didn't put icing sugar
no,
or anything
because
on top?
We do have quite a few that have got icing and strawberries.
Ah, see.
Right.
Chrissy.
With icing sugar.
See, Jackie, you mentioned to me because I said, I forgot to put the little crumbles of feta on top of my savoury cupcakes. And you said, no, it actually makes it better because people want to
see
what
ingredients
are in there.
That's
see,
exactly
mine,
right.
mine was, this will do. Yeah, mine was all about cupcake positivity.
Right.
different shapes and sizes
That's
and being
right.
being happy difference. In the cupcake that you're in.
I said
okay?
that to you, did I not? Like,
well,
it's
there,
all about
see?
Difference.
Different shapes, different bodies,
That's
you know,
right.
well, it's just intertwining two great sort of causes there, so that's why they're all different shapes.
That's right.
There's a couple that are sort of overflowing over the patty pan, but that's okay. That's just extra love. Extra love. Bigger cupcakes need love too.
That's right.
All right. So instead of just baking, people can get involved and help fundraise to take a stand against animal cruelty.
Exactly.
So whereabouts can we donate today and buy some of your yummy cupcakes?
So today the op shop in Short Street will actually have a limited supply, I have to say. Mm-hmm. But
Because Bodger buy them all.
Yeah. But we do have a lovely site at Bunnings this year, which is the first year, which is fantastic that they've come on board with us.
And that's from 9 o'clock, is it?
That's from 9 o'clock onwards until we sell. So
nice.
It depends. If we get a lot of people and we sell a lot, then we won't be there for long.
The minute that this show is over, I am going straight down to the op shop. And then when,
9
I've,
o'clock.
When I've cleared you out from there, I'm off to Bunnings. And then
That's right. And don't forget, you can freeze them.
Oh, there you go.
You're assuming you're going to make it back to the car without being scoffed down first.
Well, look, there's plenty of other groups that are fundraising today. So if you want to know where they are, go to rspcacupcakeday.com.au. Right across the Mid-North Coast, there'll be places.
Nice, Jackie.
That's
thanks
right.
for joining
thanks,
us.
Jackie. Oh, absolute pleasure.
Just before we let you go, whose cupcakes are better out of mine or Chrissy, just from looking at them? Oh, I won't be offended.
I'm savoury.
Oh, yes.
Uh-huh.
Personally, so is that just from presentation? Because obviously you're not tasting them this morning.
No, presentation, I think. Sorry.
So.
Sorry.
I've won.
I mean, I support you guys every year.
Every year.
Every single year. And
every year.
Look, at least you tried, Bodge. You're donating some cupcakes that are inedible.
Yeah. Well, if you, no, I'm done.
Hit FM with Christy and Vodge.
A fresh way to get up.
On your radio.
10 questions. 30 seconds. And only one letter standing between you and free money.
Alpha Bucks.
Christy and Vodge's Alpha Bucks.
Oh. I'm the one that's in the know this morning because clearly Bodge hasn't had his coffee. $450 is on the line with Alpha Bucks this morning. We've got Amy from Kempsey joining us. Good morning.
Hi.
Hello. Have you ever played anything like this before? Did you used to play the old 5 and 10 that we used to do?
I played along. But yeah.
Oh, good.
It's all right, Amy. We don't play 5 and 10 anymore. It's boring. We play Alpha Bucks now.
So much more fun because you've got longer time and more questions.
Correct.
So that's how it works. 30 seconds is on the clock. You've got 10 questions and all of your answers must start with the same letter. Now, Amy, you know you can pass at any time and go back to it at the very end and you can't use the same answer twice.
Okay.
Alrighty. So your letter this morning is U for umbrella. Are you ready to go?
Oh, gosh. Yeah.
It's actually not as hard as you might think. So your time starts after this first question. Your letter is U. All right. Name us a job.
Undertaker.
An item of clothing.
Undie.
A four-letter word.
Pass.
A sport.
Sorry?
A sport.
Sport?
Sport.
Pass.
A celebrity.
Pass.
A brand.
Pass.
A TV show.
Oh, time
nice
is gone.
Try. 30
That's
seconds.
Super hard.
It is, isn't it? The pressure. 30 seconds isn't a very long time at all.
Straight away with a sport.
Oh my.
You're okay, Amy?
Yeah, no, that was intense.
I feel for you, hon. Good try, though.
Straight away with sport, I thought of Ultimate Frisbee because Christy, I pulled out of our multi-sport team last night. I didn't want to play.
Yeah.
Last week, rather.
You could have got UFC for that one, Amy. But a job, an undertaker, great job there. An item of clothing, underwear, yes.
Yeah.
A four-letter word, ugly.
Right.
Unit.
Well, why'd you look at me when he said that?
A celebrity, Usher. He was R&B Fridays Live 2018 last year headlining.
Yeah.
And a brand, Uber. We've got Uber.
Well, unfortunately, we can't give you the cash today. But look, thanks for playing. Thanks for
good job.
You know, coming on and have a great Monday.
No worries.
Thanks, Amy.
I need to get a coffee. It's me. I don't know what's going on.
You do. I'll be in charge again tomorrow then, $460. I'm going to make it bend
and break. I feel like there's a weird thing on Mondays where people just want to learn to fly away, just like in that song, and just go on an adventure, go on a holiday or something, Christy.
You feel like you need to do that because you're struggling this morning. I don't think any amount of coffee will help you.
I feel like everyone's in the same boat on a Monday.
I know, that's why I've got Dr. Zach Turner on the line this morning to give us some tips on what we can do to feel a little bit better and relax.
Yeah, what do you recommend, Doc? Like, I want to get away for a holiday, but I don't think I've got the time.
Well, it's so important to go on regular breaks, but also I think it's equally important to do the little bit in between. That if you can't go on that holiday, if you can't do those sorts of things, it's time to take half an hour to an hour out of your day and to do some stuff for you. And I see a lot of patients all the time, especially mums, who look after kids all the time, and they come into the surgery and they haven't looked after them, so they haven't stopped. They haven't scheduled in some time for themselves for years in some cases, and we just need to. It's really important. Everyone lives to 100 these days, and I don't want to see you at 50 telling me that you haven't had a break or haven't had a holiday for 5 years. It's crazy.
I know. It's pretty bad. And at drzach.com, your website, you've actually got some tips for people that are tired of looking tired. Christy and I have been having a look through them.
Well, yeah, I like to check up some just tips, just the tip. there are some great ones. And so if you can't go on that holiday, I do a lot of longevity medicine and sort of wellness and cosmetics and things like that as well. And I kind of got into this industry in some ways because I did look tired all the time. I was playing years ago professional sport. I was really lean and I just had deep, dark circles under my eyes. And sometimes there's no amount of sleep and hydration will fix that. Oftentimes people do look tired. Never ask someone who looks tired if they're tired. It's a horrible thing to do.
That's one of my pet peeves because I actually do have really dark bags and deep dish bags in my eyes.
Maybe, Christy, you could take a leaf out of some of these. You could go and get a facial.
Yeah, I do
Yeah.
I drink enough water, I get enough sleep, I do facials, and yet I still have big bags under my eyes.
Well, those things are really important. A lot of people don't look after their skin and don't take time out. And so for some people, hydration is great. And is really important. Some people have dark bags under their eyes, and that's a sign of iron deficiency. I often say, look, if you've got dark circles under your eyes and you're lean, there's a few reasons, but there's no magic bullet here. So if you were like me, I went and had my blood checked, went to my GP, was like, okay, can I make sure that all my nutrition is up to date? Have I got adequate nutrition? Is my blood all fine? Have I got enough iron? Because those sorts of things can give you dark circles. And then that all came back positive. So then I was like, okay, well, I'm going to have a look at some cosmetics. And this is what I kind of did several years ago. And I went and put some filler under my eyes, actually. And it was one of the best things I did. I was in my mid-20s, about 10 years ago.
20s?
And yeah, well,
You're so young.
Well, this is the thing. Cosmetics, I don't think, should be about age.
So go to Dr. Zach because you look at his Instagram and you're absolutely hot, man.
That jaw.
That's I've got filler in my jaw.
You've given us some good tips to relax. I'm going to look into maybe a massage or something like that because I've only ever had one in my life and I get uncomfortable with them, but at the end of it, I do feel nice and bubbly. So maybe
we'll have to have a bit of a surgery and I'll have to have a look in, and nothing like a little bit of filler, and we'll see if it should do some before and after. It's come along to the surgery. I love it.
Gosh, he's going to be a different man when he comes out from working with you, Dr. Zach. Thanks.
Get up with Christy and Bodge on the Mid-North Coast Hit FM.
You know, it's crazy. You've got a stack of VHS here in front of me, and I haven't seen more than one in about 10 years.
I know. And you know what's crazy, though, is you think that they've been sitting there for a long time. They'd be really dusty and a bit mouldy and yuck and not in pristine condition. These somehow manage to still look like what they did years ago.
Because you've got
they've even still got the original stickers on there when you go and purchase them.
Pocahontas. Oh, there's a little bit of sun damage on the spine there, pal.
Oh, come on, don't criticise them. So
Pocahontas looking a little bit wider than she's meant to be because of the sun damage.
The Fox and the Hound.
Very sad story. Yes. If you're a kid and you haven't seen The Fox and the Hound, ask your mum and dad about it because it is one of the saddest tales you will ever hear. It was amazing.
James
Very
and
touching.
The Giant Peach.
Didn't bother watching it.
Really?
No.
Now, the reason we've dug these out from Mum's old TV cabinet is because we've learnt the VHS tapes are coming back. There's a resurgence for them. People are wanting to keep these 90s
classics.
Well,
they're a novelty now. I never thought we'd ever say this.
And I don't even know who still has an old tape deck to actually watch them.
I've got some in Adelaide. Oh, you've got Lion King 2. That's rubbish.
Would you believe I'm missing Lion King? the original.
Really?
And that's the one that's worth a lot of money, as well as Snow White.
My sister got in touch with me and said, you know, we've got videos here. And I'm like, well, I dare say you wouldn't. She goes, we've got Star Wars Episode 1 and Episode 2. I was like, burn Episode 1, keep Episode 2. I might watch that one again just for the Yoda fight scene. Mm. But I think the last video I ever got was Troy.
Troy?
With Brad Pitt. Yeah, I got it bought for me and I've still got it.
Yeah,
perfect condition because I never watched it.
See, we've got all the we've got all the Toy Stories. I think they are the last lot of videos that we probably purchased.
Yeah.
But Mulan 1999 Special Edition. If you've got that one tucked away somewhere, get it out because one did sell for $21,000, and that's the thing. All these Black Diamond Edition ones, the special covers,
yeah,
are the ones that are going to set you get you a lot of money.
Yeah,
so
right,
you want to fetch a lot of money? That's the way to do it. Pinocchio. Gosh.
Pinocchio is a great film. And that's the old VHS. That's a proper one as well. It's not like a redone version.
No, no.
Yeah, fair enough.
So a stack of them there that I'm going to try and see. I reckon we should try and sell them and see what we can fetch.
You want to make some money out of them. But what about your memories?
I reckon probably only $40.
What about your memories?
Mum doesn't even have a VHS player anymore. I think she does, but it doesn't work.
You could just buy one and go, oh, because
what do you do with them, though, if you can't watch them?
But the thing is did you ever watch at the end of your Disney videos, they had the Muppet moment? And like they'd go, really? At the end of most Disney films, you get like a Muppet Show moment and they'll play like a scene.
All right. 13, 12, 16. Give us a call. If you've still got an old VHS player that works, can you please bring it to us? Because I want to actually see if this is a real thing on the end of a tape.
You could go downstairs and get one from the pawn shop, you cheapskate. If you've got some great VHS, what was your favourite? Did you ever have a favourite video?
I think Snow White. This is one of the ones that's going to get you a lot of money as well, Snow White.
Mine, it was devastating. I'll tell you right now, Milo and Otis was one of my favourite stories of all time.
Is that
and
even
I had
a Disney?
No, it's not. But I had the video and it was destroyed by my sister accidentally. She dropped it and it shattered everywhere.
What a disgrace.
Oh, no.
He's a big boy.
He eats lots of food.
But what has he eaten this morning?
Get the suction. It's time to guess what Bodge has been eating.
Okay, 13, 12, 16, if you would like to guess what is in my stomach.
So the silliest game ever.
But it's fantastic.
Because sometimes you don't eat anything.
Yeah, well, if you want to win a fantastic prize, and we don't even know what it is yet, Christy's got it. Yeah, we'll talk about it in a sec. 13, 12, 16. And guess, I'm going to start reading out some clues. Okay, what I ate came straight off the bone. It was delicious, and it melted in my mouth. It melted in my mouth. Hello, who have we got on the line?
Hi, Bodge, it's Renee.
Hey, Renee, what I ate, right, came straight off the bone, and it was delicious. Tomato-based sauce all around it. And the thing I ate, the name of it, rhymes with, it's the same word that could be used by gang peeps in prison when they stab you.
What?
I know.
What the heck? What's a lamb shank fudge?
Wait, what'd you say?
A lamb shank fudge.
Oh, yes.
That's right.
Well, when
you get shanked, I don't know.
Oh, okay.
We can call it a few other things, but we'll leave it at that.
Hey, Renee,
it's only 8:30 in the morning.
I know, right?
I know. Well, Christy,
it's a little bit dark.
What does Renee want? What have we got?
Do you have any kids, Renee?
I do, yes.
Oh, good, because obviously it's Book Week. I'm sure you're probably getting them prepared for Book Week Parade. So I thought very fitting to give you The Quest Diaries of Max Crack, which is by author Jules Favor. So awesome
we're
stuff.
We're talking about lamb shanks.
No.
Shanks and cracks this morning.
We're terrible.
Oh, my goodness.
Don't judge
us. What's happening on a Monday morning on Hit FM?
Yeah, I know. Hey, look, it is Book Week. I've just remembered that because we've still got to go costume shopping, Christy.
We're going to dress up to get involved in some parades this week. So what do you recommend? What's the best kids' book? And what are your kids dressing up for Book Week?
Please don't head to Flirt Adult Store for your dress-ups.
No, nothing like risque.
No, well, my children, my son is going to go as a pirate from Pirates of the Caribbean. Ahar me hearty.
Well, there you go. No,
oh,
I was.
Nice.
We went out looking yesterday, actually, and there was a Peter Rabbit costume, and I was like, oh, I could do that, but it was because they were ageist. They only had it in the kids' sizes, which is disgusting.
Yeah, for 3 to 6 year olds.
What about the 30-year-old men that want to dress up as Peter Rabbit? What about us?
He is too broad, Renee.
You guys are going to miss out. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, I went to the kids' section and I could fit into a Dorothy outfit that was meant to be for a six-year-old.
That was crazy,
yeah,
actually.
Yeah, but Bodger's got no chance, has he?
No.
Fitting in a child costume.
With all that food he eats.
I've got a ghetto booty on
all
me.
All those lamb shanks.
Yeah.
Hey, look,
thanks, Renee.
Stay on the line. We'll grab your details. We'll flick you off this book. I forgot it was book week.
Yeah.
Oh,
good luck with all the parades this week.
So exciting. 8:46 on here. Good morning.